Blog Talk Radio.
Jordan, she was on the show maybe 2 months ago. I interviewed Jordan, and she's out in LA. You can pick up that track. It's actually online. You can pick it up or go to her link on Instagram, Jordan Pauline, and you'll be able to go to her page, click the link that will lead you to, you know, some of her music. So without further ado, we have a brand new person. She's not new to Blog Talk Radio or the show, but she will be a new addition to the show, and we are calling this Miss T and the Big C. So we're going to chop it up. We'll talk a little bit about life, love, breast cancer, and some of those things that really have affected our community. Breast cancer is a disease which is malignant. Cancer cells, they form in the tissue of the breast. And according to the World Health Organization, breast cancer is the most common cancer among women worldwide, claiming the lives of hundreds of thousands of women each year and affecting countries at all levels of modernization. So without further ado, I give you my co-host, Miss T. How are you doing, T?
Hello, Miss Ty. Hello, everyone. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you. And I want to thank you again, Ty, for this opportunity to come on your show once again and just have a conversation with you and everyone that's out there listening about breast cancer and how it affects our lives and, like you said, our community. And while we're doing that, we're going to sip on some tea and we're going to have a chat.
So Tisha, Miss T, is going to be my co-host. So this will be our segment. So that's something I want to make known. So she's going to be a regular on the show, and you will hear from her. T, we talked about like maybe 2 Sundays out of the month. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, we did. We said 2 Sundays a month. Because of my my 9-to-5, I am a teacher during the day. So, of course, you know, my weeks are pretty packed dealing with little ones. But, you know, the weekends, I said, you know, what better day than, you know, Sunday? Sundays are, you know, your chill down days, you know, getting ready for the next work week. But also, you know, that's a great time to have a conversation. And I'm just, again, just glad for the opportunity to do so.
So, T, I have taught some of your Miss T and the Big C. I see that you have, you talk about that on Instagram. I see it, and also on Facebook.
Right.
So, with that said, before we take this caller, we do have a caller calling in. Tell us a little bit about, like, tell the listeners a little bit about what type of tea do you spill on your IG or Facebook page? Like, what's been going on?
So, I have to give, well, first of all, I have to give credit where credit is due as far as the name. Tea and the Big C, actually, I was talking with my favorite aunt, my Aunt Vivian. Hi, Viv. And we were just talking about just ways that I can continue to advocate and just spread encouragement and awareness of breast cancer. And we talked, you know, we had a conversation about the interview that I did with you and how we enjoyed it. And so she was like, well, why not, you know, name it T and the Big C? And I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds good. So thank
you. Really catchy.
Very catchy. So the C, of course, the Big C, of course, standing for cancer. And tea, because I love to drink tea. So I'm sipping on some raspberry tea as we speak. And I'm just going to have some conversation, like I said, conversations about cancer, all kinds of breast cancer in particular, and how it affects our lives, whether or not you are battling the disease now or whether or not you are a survivor, because it doesn't stop once you're in remission. You know, it continues to affect our lives and in all aspects of our lives. So, and this, I want this to be another avenue, another resource for women, in particular women of color, young women of color, to have a place to come to and either listen or chime in and, you know, have a chat on how it's affecting their lives. So that is how Big came about.
So let's go there. Let's build some tea, and you want to give your listeners tonight. Let's give them a few facts about how cancer has affected the Black community or women of color in general. You want to spill that tea, and then we will take the callers.
I can share. Well, for me, I can share that I was affected by breast cancer. I was diagnosed, for those that don't know, at the age of 36, at stage 2B. And for most women of color, especially in the African-American community, most women, when they are diagnosed with breast cancer, we get diagnosed at later stages. And when we do get diagnosed, the mortality rate is the treatment rate is not so good for us because we've been diagnosed.
Right.
So late. So here I am thinking, you know, well, what can I do? How can I, you know, what part can I play in this to help lower that number? 40% of African or women of color get, when they get diagnosed at a later stage. So we need to do more so that we can lower that number, lower that percentage, and so that we can be more proactive in our health, especially mm-hmm. in our health, so that, that again,
yeah.
so that number can get lower.
Yeah. I agree with you, and early detection is very vital, and I believe that's something very essential, you know?
Absolutely. It is very, very important that we go get our mammograms done every year. It is very important that we pay attention to our bodies, because no one knows our bodies like you do. And whenever you see a
yeah.
change, please, please, I encourage you, go see a doctor. Don't wait till the last minute, because you never know what it is. So that is why this platform has been created. This outlet has been created as another source for women to take heed to the messages, take heed to the conversations, and make a difference in your lives, because your families depend on it. Your friends depend on you. Your families depend on you. The children, you know, and this is our bodies. This is our lives. And so we only get one life. If we need to take care of it in the best way we can.
Okay. Let's see who one of our callers in 803, last four digits is 6208. Hello, you're on with Ty and Miss T. Spilling the tea today. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, I am Renice. I am a friend of Tisha's, one of her besties.
Hello, bestie Renice.
Hey, T. And
how
I was just, I'm good. And I wanted to, you know, take a break out of my day to make sure I was listening and in support of T and the Big C. I'm really just here just to show my support.
You have any questions
so
for her?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for her today? Anything regarding the facts about breast cancer or just cancer? You have any questions you'd like to throw out there?
So I was thinking, Tisha, you were diagnosed at 36.
Right.
And typically the beginning ages for getting a mammogram are 40. You know, usually
right.
you can't get one before 40. Do you have any suggestions for women who are younger than 40 in the way of, like, early detection?
Absolutely. I would suggest you go whenever you feel as though you need to go. Even if there's definitely a history of breast cancer in your family, you definitely go before 40.
Mm-hmm.
That's the age. It varies. It seems like it's changing from year to year now when you should go get a mammogram, but it's your body, and you want to be the number one advocate of yourself and of your health. And when you feel as though you need to go and get it, then talk to your doctor about getting one, no matter whether you are 35, whether or not you're 39, 40, whatever age, because, again, early detection is the key. And, when again, like I said earlier, we get diagnosed. We get diagnosed at later stages. So we want to be proactive in our health, and we want to lower that risk. So whenever you feel as though you need to go get one done, Talk to your primary doctor. So I'm not going to put an age limit on it because of the fact that I was diagnosed so early, well, so young.
Mm-hmm.
So and my primary doctor, he before I got diagnosed, wanted me to get one at 40. And what would have happened if I would have waited?
Exactly.
I think about that. You know, I would have definitely would have been at a later stage, and who knows, the outcome may have been different. So talk to your primary doctor, Denise, and when you feel as though you need to get one, because you're the one that needs to stay on top of your health. And there are so many women.
So let's expound on that. Renice, this is a And for all those listening tonight, you could go to nationalbreastcancer.org, and they have some amazing facts. One of them is a way for us to prevent cancer should be self-examination. From what they state here, adult women of all ages are encouraged to perform breast self-exam at least once a month, and that's by Johns Hopkins Medical Center. It also states that 40% of diagnosed breast cancers are detected by women who feel a lump. So establishing a regular breast self-exam is very important. And how can you do that? In the shower, you know, using the pads of your fingers, move around the entire breast in a circular pattern. That's one way to detect for lumps. In front of the mirror, you can visually inspect your breast. Lying down, when lying down, the breast tissue spreads out evenly. So you can place a pillow under the right shoulder, one under the right arm, and also saying, using your fingers, on your right breast, gently move in circular motions, covering the entire breast. So this information is provided on nationalbreastcancer.org, and you can pick up that and other known facts about mammograms and well as self-examination. Tisha, did you ever do a self-examination on yourself? Thank you, Rainice, and stay on the line. Did you ever do one on yourself?
I did, yes. I would do them, but I have to be honest, I didn't do them regularly like I should have. And it was just by the grace of God that I felt a lump in my left breast. And I noticed that it was not there before, and I took action.
Right.
So, again,
okay.
You know,
we have another caller. The area code is 571-0303. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sheena, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Sheena?
Hi, Sheena.
Is that what you said? Okay. Okay. So, Miss Sheena from VA, you have any questions for Tisha today?
I just wanted to say that I appreciate you reaching out and trying to spread more awareness, because I was diagnosed when I was 27. Well, I was pregnant with my third child, and just trying to find another woman of color that I could relate to was very difficult. It's still difficult. And everywhere you would look, it was a middle-aged Caucasian woman. And you don't identify with that.
Absolutely.
So it almost makes you feel like you're in denial of what's going on with your whole situation.
And Sheena, I'm glad that you said that, because that was one of my challenges too. When I was going through, I was a part of a cancer support group, but I was the youngest one there, and it was hard for me to relate to them because they were older women, and here I am, 36, single and sick with no children, and they were, you know, married, and some were grandmothers, you know, our heck, children were born. It's like I couldn't relate to them, and it was hard trying to find resources and support for women that were around our age. Again, so that we can relate. And there's times where, you know, you do.
Can I ask, hold on, Tisha. Sheena, do you have a television on right now? If you do, can you turn down that TV, please? We hear it in the background. Yeah, television
on,
you have to turn it down.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, it's just those that call in, please, any background noise you have, radio, television, that's going to interfere with the clarity of the interview and conversation. So I would ask you guys to please be mindful of that. So just going to keep it moving.
Okay.
So, Sheena, do you have any questions for her regarding, like, what's going on with you currently? We did hear about how you identify with what you're going through and not seeing other images of women of color battling with the same thing that you're going through. So have you connected with Tisha, like, on Instagram or Facebook, or is this your first time calling in and hearing about her?
This is my first time calling in. I do follow her on Twitter.
Okay.
But
we are so glad to have you back. We hope to see you and hear from you in the near future.
Thank you. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And Sheena, just so you know, there's another website you can go to. We had these ladies on the show before, and the name of the organization is For the Breast of Us. You just go to breastofus.com, and you will see tons of beautiful women, as well as Tisha, being featured on the website, and they have tons of information for women of color, because these are two young women that were diagnosed at an early age of breast cancer. And they created that website. It's Marissa and Jasmine. And I know Jasmine was diagnosed at 26. So, and she too was a young woman being diagnosed. Check their website out and you'll find other information, even like support groups or events coming up, resources, a blog, maybe even you could be featured. Just go to that website. So it's breastofus.com. Okay, honey?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, and you can stay on the line if you'd like to continue to listen into
please.
The show.
Please.
All right. I will have.
Okay. So, teacher, we have another person calling in. Let's see what they have for you. Okay. So, this is 803, last four digits, 0077. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Wanda Thompson. I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina, here to support Tisha in this program.
Hello, Aunt Wanda.
Okay. Hi, darling.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. How about you?
Good.
So, Ms. Thompson, do you have any questions for Tisha on her segment today?
Not at this moment. I'm going to continue to listen, and I may have one a little bit later on.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for your support.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay, so now this is the thing. We have another person calling in.
Okay.
And let's see where they're calling in. So it's going to be a roll call. We got... Oh, a 919. They might be calling in from North Carolina. Area code 919, last four digits 7779. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Larissa. I'm calling from Brandywine, Maryland. Hi, Larissa.
Okay.
How are you? Hi. I teach at Barack Obama Elementary School with the wonderful Miss Bowler, so I'm just calling in to support her today.
Okay, awesome.
A partner in crime at a wonderful school that I said, thank you for coming on.
I love you, Bowler.
Okay.
I'm going to continue listening in.
Love you more.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling in. Okay.
Thank you.
So that was, thank you so much. So the roll call is, that's what we have for now. We have Miss Larissa, Miss Thompson, Miss Sheena, Miss Renee, and then we have Miss T spilling some of her big C T today. So, teacher, let's continue. I'll let you go from here.
Sure.
What do you want to, let's get it started.
All right. So today, my I wanted to first and foremost just introduce myself to everyone, and again, that have not listened to the show before. I was diagnosed 5 years ago in 2014 at the age of 36 with stage 2 breast cancer, and it has changed my life in ways that I have never imagined. So tonight I wanted to talk about and have a chat with everyone about when you were first diagnosed with breast cancer, what feelings did you feel? What went through your mind? Who was the first person that you, or who was the first people that you called? When I got the news, which was over the telephone, that I had breast cancer, it was like a punch in the gut. I immediately fell to the floor. I remember to the hour what I was doing. I was actually getting packing up for a weekend trip to go back home for the CIAA basketball tournament and to be with my best friends for that when I got the call, and it completely changed my life. I immediately, when the nurse was on the phone with me and she told me that, yes, Ms. Bowler, it was breast cancer, I dropped to the floor because it was like somebody had just punched me in my stomach and just knocked the wind out of me. And they were asked, she was trying to ask questions, and the only thing that I could hear her say, it was like everything that she was talking, saying to me, I tuned out. Because the only words I heard was, you have breast cancer. I got it. Was, I didn't know what to do. The very first person that I just had to get off the phone with her, I'm like, ma'am, I got to go. I was crying. The first person that I called was my mother. And I remember, you know, getting on the set. After I got off the phone with her, I called my best friends, Renice, Tracy, and Mala, and, you know, they, you know, pledged their love. For, you know, again, they rallied behind me. And I called my Aunt Vivian after that. And I was just so upset, and I couldn't breathe, and I was hyperventilating. And my Aunt Vivian, I will never forget it, Ty, she was so calm. And all she kept saying to me was, calm down. It's going to be okay. And the more she said it, the calmer I got. And it was just like God had just put this showered this strength over me that I had never felt before. And at that moment, I was ready to fight.
Yeah. But
my first feeling, I was scared out of my mind. Because what do you mean? I have breast cancer. So I want to say, I want just to have a talk with, you know, the listeners out there. You know, what did you feel? Ty, you're a survivor as well. When you received the news, what did you feel?
Well, so mine was a little bit challenging because I already was going through my first challenge, which was I was separated and me and my husband were going through a divorce. So that makes it challenging because I had to deal with this all by myself. I don't have a lot of support from family, and my mother, you know, God bless her, she passed away when I was 18. So I found out, a mammogram is how I found out. I didn't get my first mammogram ever until I was 45 years old. So at that age, I got the mammogram in Hawaii. They didn't tell me it was breast cancer. They just said it was, calcification buildup, and so they just advised me, go get another mammogram when you go to your next destination. So we ended up in Texas, but then I wind up moving to North Carolina to be with my sister during that time. And I was being treated at Wake Med. They did a biopsy, and I got the type of biopsy that I did. They actually did all three. So I had a fine needle aspiration. So that's when they use a skinny type needle that goes inside, goes inside the breast. And that was the biopsy. Then they also did another mammogram, and then they also did a sonogram. All three done on the breast. And then maybe in 3 days, I had to go back to their office, which is what I did. And when I went back, they let me know. I was sitting in there by myself. There was nobody with me. And they told me that, Ms. Welch, you've been you have stage zero cancer. It was caught in the milk duct. It was still trapped inside the milk duct. And all I remember at that very moment was, okay, so what do we do now? That was the first thing I said out of my mouth. And they were a little bit startled because they were trying to give me a minute to take in what they said. And I was just proactive to say, okay, what do we do next? And then that's when I saw a big smile on their face because they were waiting to see how I was going to react. So my first reaction was, okay, so what do we do to get rid of this? I just have a mindset where, I lost my mother to suicide. I've been through many traumatic things in life that this to me was a cakewalk. I was not woe is me. And then I finally had to travel here to where I'm living now in Tacoma, Washington. I had the first surgery July 1st, which was removing the breast and the cancer out of the right breast. So I was walking around with one breast and no breast for a month. And then in August on the 26th, they did the bilateral mastectomy as well as breast implants all in one shot.
Okay.
So this type of experience and then having hematoma, which I had to get rushed back to the hospital and they had to cut me open for a third time. So now I'm in remission. I'm cancer-free, but I'm still living with pain and still have to take certain meds for my breast.
Right.
And so I realized even like with you, did you have to get breast implants as well?
No, I had a lumpectomy. So I had a partial mastectomy. So I had the tumor removed, but my cancer also spread it into my lymph nodes. So I had 8 lymph nodes also removed under my left armpit. But it also, it just goes to show you that, that everyone has different reactions to how they receive the news, and it is perfectly okay. Would anybody else? Let's bring Shayna back in. Shayna, if you would like to share, and I'm going to unmute you. Shayna, if you would like to share what, when you got diagnosed, when you first got diagnosed, how did came across your mind? How did you feel when you first got the news that you had breast cancer?
The first thing I thought about was my kids.
Yeah.
And the fact that I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I was like, I don't want chemo. I don't want to get chemo. Because in my mind at the time, what I would see is being frail, being sick, miserable, unhappy while you're going through treatment. And I didn't want my kids to see that image of me, if they would even remember me at the time, because they were really young. And I wanted whatever image they had of me to be happy and not sick in the bed all the time.
Right.
So that's where my thought went first. And then when I was told, my mind just went blank after that. And all I remember is the doctor saying, are you okay? Is there someone we can call? Is there someone with you? My mother was sitting in the waiting room, but I was just sitting there. No, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got myself together, went in the bathroom. My mother, she insisted that it was just a cyst because it was really soft, because we could feel it. It was really soft. Moved
okay.
around like a cyst. So I just gathered myself, cleaned my face off. We went and we got in the car, and my mother, she's like, so what'd they say? And my response to her was not the greatest one. I
mm-hmm.
literally threw the papers at her, and I said it's bleeping
wow.
cancer.
Wow.
And she's like, no,
wow.
it's not. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's what they said. She's like, no, it's not. And she's trying to pick up all the papers, and she's looking at them. And at one point, while she was looking at the papers, she looked at me, and her eyes were all glossed over. And at that point, I knew that she knew that she couldn't do, like, she couldn't give me medication, and
right.
poof, I'm better, like, if I had a cold.
Right.
And
that she's her mom.
Bad.
She wanted, and she's
mm-hmm.
so used to taking care of you, and this was something that she couldn't, she didn't, first, she didn't have control over, and she couldn't fix it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine, because I can only imagine, as a, although I'm not a mom, but I knew my, I can only imagine that my mother felt the same way. So,
mm-hmm.
wow. So who did, after you called your mom, was there anybody else that, that after you told your mom, did you tell anybody else about
told,
your diagnosis, or did you keep it to yourself?
No, I called a very close friend of mine at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, and he was just in shock and disbelief. He's like, you're only 27.
Right.
You're only 20. And he was just in shock, just like I was in shock.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked for a few minutes, and then I was like, no, I need to go. And I hung up because I didn't believe
so
it.
What
I
was your next? So, Sheena,
mm-hmm.
what was your next step at being proactive about your diagnosis, and what did you do next? What was some of the things you had to endure after that?
My oncologist wanted me to get chemo first and then get a lumpectomy, but something
mm-hmm.
told me just to have them both removed.
Okay.
It was just in my left breast, but I was like, no, take them both. I don't want them anymore. If I was supposed to have them, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And he kept asking me, are you sure? You're so young. Like, yeah, just take them both. And he goes, do you want to get reconstruction? Nope. If I was supposed to have breasts, then I wouldn't be in this office talking to you. So a lot of back and forth with him about that because of my age. And then he's like, you know, this is going to impact your fertility. And I'm like, I'm okay as long as the baby that I was carrying was going to be fine. I had three kids. So I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm fine. Just let's get
yeah.
this done and over with. So I had both of my breasts removed in January of 2012. And then
okay.
I started chemo in March, gave birth in April. And then started chemo back up a few weeks after that.
Well, congratulations on the baby. So was your baby okay? Everything successful with the pregnancy and the birth?
Yeah, he was perfectly fine. And then, let's see, 4 years after that, I ended up having another child. And now
mm-hmm.
I'm currently pregnant with a fifth one. After
well,
being told, oh, you can't have
kids. Well, you and your husband stay pretty busy. Are you married? Are you married? Well,
we're
y'all stay pretty busy. So I guess lovemaking is her cure for her breast cancer. So
there
she's been
it
getting
is.
It in with five babies.
There
so congratulations.
It is. Well, congratulations. And,
and
we
people
are so,
listening, you heard, did
yeah.
you heard that? Spread a lot of love and then you'll forget about other things. So
love is
that's
the key.
Just, love is the answer,
to
honey.
Ty, love is the key, yes. Well, Shana, thank
God
you for sharing.
And she definitely, you have an amazing story, so I'm so happy
Absolutely.
That you shared it with
and
our listeners.
Yes, because not a lot of women want to share, you know, and want to talk about their journey. So thank you for being open and talking and sharing your experience, because you never know who's listening and may need that word and they need to hear your story because it may help someone else. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Please continue to listen, but yes. So we are still talking about what thoughts and feelings did we have or did you have when you were first diagnosed with breast cancer? Who was the people that in your circle or in your family that you called to share the news with them? I want to hear from a friend perspective. I'm going to bring, if she's still on, Miss Renice, my bestie, on really quick. We can unmute her.
Yes, she's in.
Hey, Renice, are you still there?
I'm here.
Hey, okay. If you don't mind, really quick, just tell our listeners, from a friend perspective, when I called you, if you can remember back when, 5 years ago, when on that day that I called to let you know that of the news that I had breast cancer, from a friend's perspective, what thoughts and what feelings went through your mind, and how did you feel when I shared that news with you?
Well, I can remember. I was sitting in my car on the corner of Bull and Elmwood Street in Columbia, South Carolina, when you called me, and I'll never forget it. You know, you and I have been friends for a long time.
For many, many years.
And we have gone through a whole lot together. That, when you talk about a punch in the gut, that was, I felt hopeless in that I wasn't able to help you. I felt hopeless in that we were so far apart, you know, physically from each other, that I couldn't, you know, physically be there for you. I was hurt. There were just a myriad of feelings that went through my mind. Scared, but on the same side and on the same token, I was like, okay, we're gonna fight. We're gonna do this together. We're gonna win.
Right.
And I just kept thinking, if, you know, God has something really great on the other side of this for Tisha, for her to be going through something this big at such an early age, I said, when she gets on the other side of this, it is going to be big. It's going to be huge. And I just knew that there was something great for you on the other side of it. So that then gave me hope. And it just made me very proud, you know, watching you go through everything, you know, go through and battle and fight, and be vulnerable all at the same time. I'm very proud watching you now on the other side of this, being an advocate and being a support for so many women. I'm going to try not to get emotional. You know me, T.
Right.
But
if you cry, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
We all going to be crying.
I know. We can't do this here. but yeah, so it was, you know, they talk about a roller coaster of feelings. There was the fear, the helplessness, the hopelessness. But yet, once you kind of push through those initial feelings, there was the drive and the fight that came in.
Yes.
And I just wanted, you know, I just wanted to be there for you the best way that I could.
I'm thanking you for being the friend that's super supportive. Well, it's good to hear from you. Thank you, Renice, because I think what it allows other listeners to hear is that
yes,
how close the two of you are, how it affected you as a friend, and certain things and emotions that you felt are something that others need to hear.
Right.
And I only say that to say I just recently went to a breast cancer or just cancer support group where mm-hmm. I was one of the youngest in the group. And I think Tisha mentioned something about, you know, or another talk, I think it was actually Ms. Sheena that mentioned like mm-hmm. when she saw images of breast cancer, it was more so like elderly, you know, Caucasian women.
It was Sheena. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right.
So when I went to the support group, it was myself and one woman was colon cancer. She was a Caucasian. Another female was Filipino. She decided to not put back her breast. She had it in one breast. So she has one breast and not a breast. Then it was mm-hmm. two gentlemen that were a gay couple, and they were one with active duty military, and his spouse had a diagnosis of cancer. But what I gathered from that meeting was various testimonies, some people saying how when they told family or friends, feeling like the answers back to them were kind of fake or kind of just didn't know how to respond. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, others were saying how they dealt with it just with each other, like as a couple or like Tisha, just with her immediate circle of people. And
right.
I had an opposite experience where instead of getting the support and the receiving from my family or sisters, I more so got support from my social media following to friends of mine from Virginia State University, to my social worker and my oncologist and my nurse that helped my plastic surgeon became one of my closest friends. And then Tisha right here has become a sister to me. And so
Absolutely.
My support didn't come from family. I didn't allow that to make me crumble. And that's what listeners need to understand tonight. No matter where you're at in your stage of cancer, there is support out there. If you're not receiving it or you feel like you're not getting through to certain people, do not waste your breath on individuals that don't want to be in your corner when you feel like life is taking a toll in a direction where you need the support. Support is there. Keep yourself encouraged. Mm-hmm. Know that God
Absolutely.
Is in the midst of your journey. But go to resources like we've put out here for you. You have National Breast Cancer Society. You have Breast of Us. That's breastofus.com. Those sisters are amazing with help and support. Ms. Tisha herself and myself,
Absolutely.
Both of us have, you know, if you want to find Tisha, tell them how to find you on your social media platforms.
Oh, you can find me everywhere on social media. Facebook, you can find me at Tisha, T-E-S-H-A, Bowler, B-O-U-L-E-R. Instagram, I am Batisha, V-A-T-E-S-H-A-B. And my Twitter handle is at Feisty, F-I-E-S-T-Y, Ivy, I-V-Y, all one word. Or at MDSS Survivor. And you can also find me here on Love Jones Tie the Voice, my segment T and the Big C, where we will be having conversations about life dealing with breast cancer. And this is just another outlet, another platform for those that are battling this disease, those that have gone through it and are beyond it, to have another platform for you to come and just have some tea and chat and just release
Release. Yeah, and release. Just, release is,
if
release
anything,
is a good,
just release
is a good
those,
way to say it.
Absolutely. So, again, breast cancer not only affects those that have been diagnosed with the disease, but it affects friends, it affects family, it affects everyone in your circle. So,
yes.
Again, I want to thank everyone that has talked tonight, that has shared tonight on this first segment of Tea and the Big C, and how what you felt, the feelings that you have gone through when you were first diagnosed, from a patient's perspective as well as from a friend's perspective. So I thank you all for, you know, just coming on tonight and listening, and I hope that this will be the first of many times that you will come on and listen and be a participant or just an active listener. So thank you, thank you.
I want to thank you. So I want to thank those that called in tonight. Breast cancer is not just something to be aware of on in the month of October. Breast cancer
breast
is
cancer
something that we
happens
should.
Happens every
yeah.
day, every
right.
month of the
and
year.
And so every day of your, every single day of a life of a person that has been diagnosed is a day that we also want to acknowledge that we support you, and this is definitely a platform. My name is Ty Jones, and this is Ty Jones, The Voice. We have my co-host, which is Miss T.
Miss
she's going to be
Tisha,
spilling the tea.
Your favorite breast cancer survivor.
Yeah, so my sister in Christ and my co-host, she will be on the show. We'll be wrapping it up, but we have another segment that will come and take place one other Sunday of the month. We'll keep you informed when that Sunday occurs. I want to thank Ms. Rainice, Ms. Sheena, Ms. Thompson, Ms. Larissa, and one other person has called in. Let me just see who they are and where they're calling
okay.
from. The
yeah.
area code is 803, last four digits, 9697. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Hattie Park, and I am calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hello,
Hattie.
Oh, this is another
oh,
auntie. Hi,
Hattie. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Hattie.
Uh-huh, I'm still
here. Oh, okay, how are you? Oh, we thought we had lost you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you? I've been listening, but my call dropped, so I had to call back.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Well, really quick before we end, Aunt Hattie, from a family perspective, when you received the news that I had breast cancer, what was your thoughts? What were your feelings that you felt when you got the news?
Well, it was like a knot in my stomach.
Mm.
But then I was actually driving, and I pulled over, and I sat there for a minute, and I said to the Lord, whatever
mm-hmm.
you give her, that she can come through it with your help.
Right.
So I sat there and prayed that day
mm-hmm.
before I actually called you. And after that, it's just been my praying and keeping you in prayer. And trying to give you motivation and strength to deal through it, because I felt like the Lord had allowed this to happen, because he doesn't give you the sickness. He will allow the enemy to attack to see how far you would go and how you would react to it. So
right.
from my perspective as a family member, in so many ways it kind of opened up the area of letting us know what God can do and how he can do it.
Right.
And, you know, and when you came out on top, and I knew you was going to come out on top, but God had his hands in it all the way.
Well, I appreciate your testimony, and thank you for expressing what you were feeling during Tisha's time of diagnosis. So we want to also, I just want to share with others that are calling in tonight, just to get, again, to remind them, Tisha, that there are going to be times in the show where you'll be a live listener and then sometimes when we will bring you in. I will just mention, again, the segment today is Miss T and the Big C. We also have different various platforms that you guys can go to, find out information about breast cancer. You can check National Breast Cancer Foundation. It's nationalbreastcancer.org. Also, we have, for the breast of us, Tisha, go ahead and tell your listeners a little bit more about what it is that you want to accomplish.
Okay. What I want to accomplish on this platform is I want to make this another resource for women of, in particular, women of color that are going through breast cancer that may have already, that are in remission from breast cancer, to have an outlet to come, to listen, to talk, to get support, get encouragement, because there is not a lot of resources and online support for women like us out there. And this is just another outlet, another resource for you to come to. So that is my hope, that when you tune in on two Sundays a month, to listen to T and the Big C, that you will be encouraged, you will be supported, and you will be uplifted and empowered.
I agree.
And that is my mission.
I totally agree. The mission of what Miss T is doing, I find it amazing, and she is a beautiful addition to the show. And I know that this voice of reason that she has will allow other women, no matter what age or where you are in your stage, or even men, call in, and we would love to hear
absolutely
from you as well.
Please, man, do. Absolutely.
I did have, he goes by the name Rob Daddy. It is R-O-B-D-A-D-D-Y, one word. You can follow him on Instagram, or Rob Berry. He's on Facebook as Rob Berry, R-O-B, and then B-E-R-R-Y. And he is a male, African-American male, who is a breast cancer survivor. And he, too, had a bilateral mastectomy to have the cancer removed. And his was detected because his wife happened to just see a lump on his chest. And mm-hmm. he even said that on the show, that if it wasn't for his wife, he would have never went and got a mammogram, or, well, they get tested a different way. So
right.
men get tested differently than women, but men, it is happening. We have Beyonce dad. He was just recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and he has
right.
stated that he found his by blood coming out of the nipple. And that was his scare, what made him go. So for your men
which
out there, please
yeah.
go get physical examinations annually. Get your colonoscopy. Cancer does not discriminate, guys. This is something that
not.
Is running rampant. And we need more people to be proactive with going to get themselves checked. So this
absolutely.
Is Ty Jones, and this is a place where we can all discuss certain things and just continue to keep yourselves encouraged. I would also like to tell you, if you would like to follow me, you can find me on Instagram. It's Love Jones Ty, or Miss_Ty Jones for my breast cancer page. Facebook is just Ty Jones. Twitter is at Ty Jones. So you can follow me all on those platforms. Wanted to give somebody some information So the National Breast Cancer Foundation has an online support group available 24/7 at Beyond the Shock. So it's Beyond the Shock. Google that. You can ask questions and get answers from your fellow survivors, learn more about breast cancer, and hear the inspiring stories of real people. So if you're looking for an in-person support group, they have created a list of third-party organizations who can provide this type of resource. So, again, it's called Beyond the Shock, and I'm looking it up right now. You can go to beyondtheshock.com, and there's tons of information and other people that are survivors that have been giving testimonies, and you can also chime in and ask any question you'd like. So that's going to do it. That's going to do it for us. Am I right, teacher? Do you want to wrap this up for tonight? And are you able to share with them?
Again.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to do that, and I'm going to do a roll call real quick from each person. It's going to take a second, but keep it brief, guys. I always do this towards the end of the show, which we call your final thought for the night.
Okay.
So, Tisha, let's open up the floor, and you can ask whomever you'd like to ask about their final thought. You would share yours, and I'd share mine, and then, you know, we can proceed with ending the segment. So would you like to hear from someone that has called and support you about their final thought for tonight?
Well, we can just, if you want to open it up to everybody, it's fine with me.
Okay, we have another caller calling in. Okay, so let's see who the next caller is, but we won't put them on the spot first. Caller, area code 301, last four digits 8443, your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Michelle Smith. I'm calling from Burtonsville, Maryland. I'm with Top Ladies of Distinction, Patuxent River Chapter. And I'm
hello, Lady Michelle.
Hi, Lady Vatisha. I know I'm late getting on. I kind of missed my hours, but I do want to hear everything that you have to say because I think all the information is so relevant, and we need to be able to share the knowledge that you have with other women. So
absolutely.
Thank you for all you
well,
do.
If you missed it, Lady Michelle, if you missed the show, we did just posted the entire show on Facebook, and I will make sure that I tag you on that so that you can be able to go back and listen to the show so that you
thank you.
Absolutely. And it's also I will also put it on my Facebook, on my social media pages so that for those that didn't get a chance to hear the show, you can go back and listen to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you, Ms. Michelle Smith, for calling in. We're going to put you on just put you on hold where you will still be able to listen in to the show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, no problem. So we're doing a roll call, and it is your final thought for the evening. We'll start with Rainice. This is for everyone. You can keep it brief, guys, but give your final thought of what you took away from the show today. So I'll open up with Ms. Rainice. Ms. Rainice, can you give us your final thought for today?
Sure. I just want to end by thanking you both for creating the space for women, for just people in general to come and to talk about their journeys, to talk about how they got through their journeys. I appreciate that. Love you, T.
Love you too.
Can't wait to continue listening.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Rainice, for calling
thank
in.
You, Ray.
We're gonna keep it moving, and we've got Ms. Sheena, your final thought for this evening, if you don't mind.
I just wanted to say thank you for having this outreach, and it gives more people something to listen to create the awareness, and to give women of color someone to relate to that's more tangible instead of just reading a blog here and there and hearing a voice and the interaction there.
Right. spread the word, and thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Sheena. So we have Ms. Thompson. Ms. Thompson, your final thought for today.
Yes, thank you both for the platform and the information that you share. I'm taking notes for a family member who recently was diagnosed. I'm not sure she was able to get on tonight, but thanks again for the information and the platform so that I can also try to help spread the word.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Thompson.
You're welcome.
We have Ms. Larissa calling in. Ms. Larissa, your final thought for this evening.
Thank you both. Oh, I'm here. Sorry. I just wanted to thank you both for your testimony and all that you're doing to help support both men and women in their journeys. You've raised a lot of awareness in myself. I'm not a survivor, but this has opened my eyes so much. So thank you so much for all you do, and I hope that I can be here to support you both. So let me know what I can do to help you all.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on.
Well, yeah, definitely. And Ms. Tisha is going to be the voice of the voice. So she is my voice of Ty Jones, the voice, and she is going to be
the voice of the
She's the voice of the voice, this show, and Tisha is going to be continuing to do her part by spreading more awareness, bringing guests on that have been survivors. So if all those are listening tonight, thank you, Ms. Larissa, for your testimony. All those that are listening tonight, please contact Ms. T. You can find her on the platform she discussed. If y'all have segments, ideas regarding breast cancer questions, you can always go to Tisha, or you can go to myself and send us DM on Instagram. I prefer mine on Instagram. Tisha will tell you what she prefers.
Either one is fine with me. Either you can DM me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Either one.
Yeah. So the one you can find me or send me a DM is going to be LoveJonesTie, all one word, Love Jones Tie. Send me a DM with any type of questions, concerns, even if it's something you don't agree with, you can send us a DM. That stirs up the pot for more conversation. So
that's why
we don't have
talk.
Correct. There is no stupid question. There are no stupid answers. We are
absolutely
two black women. I'm Afro-Latina, and so I'm Dominican, Puerto Rican, and black. I have, you know, I was diagnosed stage zero of breast cancer for all those that are just calling in. My cancer was caught because of an early detection with a mammogram. I had bilateral mastectomy, as well as breast implants. And I will say that for me, the breast implants were essential for me to feel like a woman again. I know everyone has their, oh, take it out, I don't want it. I agree with whomever is making a stance and taking care of their life. I applaud you. There are inadequacies that women should definitely know that you're not alone. I started going to see my therapist. I do have a therapist I see on a regular basis. So I, too, have someone to talk to about all of the things I've endured and still enduring after breast cancer and how you feel afterwards. Are you afraid to date? Or are you dating someone? Are you married? How has it affected your relationship?
All of those, Ms. Ty, we're going to be talking about all of that on T and the Big C. So
So I'm not giving it away.
Coming up. Yes. So let's not give it all away. Yes. But no,
we won't. Let's go to Miss Hattie real quick, Tisha.
All right.
And then we have Miss Hattie and then Miss Michelle, and then I'm gonna bring it back to you. Let's see what Miss Hattie, let us know of your final thought for the show tonight.
Yes, I would like to thank both of you for
having this platform, because we do need a lot of information about it, because a lot of women are scared to even go to the doctor or have a mammogram. With this platform, you can kind of guide them into going and encouraging them to go to have it done.
Right.
Because it is a scary thing. So I thank you so much for that, and continue on with your work. God will be in the midst of it. So thank you again.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you, Ms. Hattie. Okay, Ms. Tisha. Last guest, Ms. Michelle Smith. She chimed in a little late, but Ms. Michelle, if you had anything to say about your interaction with Ms. Tisha, or your final thought just in general about our plight as women of color that are enduring or have been in remission of breast cancer. Any words you would like to share with us?
Sure. I'm just happy that this platform is available for women, especially women of color. Our organization, Top Ladies of Distinction, has a program, Status of Women, and these are the type of things that we're discussing, the health and wellness of women. There are so many African-American women out in our community who aren't informed, and this allows them to be informed where they don't have to be afraid. So I think having Vatisha tell her story and having you tell your story and encouraging women to go out and do what they're supposed to do, do the right thing, I think this platform will take and make women more aware of where they need to be. So I thank you both for allowing me to be on, allowing me to speak, and allowing us to be able to help us. So thank
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah. And we'll have to
thank
bring
you
back on the show because
oh,
you
I
sound
was,
like you
I
have a lot of great information.
Lady Michelle, I will definitely be in touch with you as far as coming back on if you would like to and come and have a sip some tea and have another chat with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think this show is dedicated to, that's why it was created when I created the show, Ty Jones, The Voice. It was more so to have I am the voice for those I feel are voiceless. We have so much going on in our community where we are all doing this thing called crabs in a barrel, where some are getting on top, some stay at the bottom, and you don't have to be a superstar to be on this show. So that's why it's called Ty Jones, The Voice, because I want to hear from those that have a strong platform, and they may not be heard because we're not Ellen or anyone else on these talk shows, but what is information and it needs to get out there, this is what this show is dedicated for. So Ms. Michelle Smith, I know Tisha will continue to be in touch with you. Let's try to book you for, if you're available, you know, next month, January. We have an open policy for those that are listening. If you are free and I'm able and Tisha's able to book the show, then definitely let's make you a part of something that others need to hear about. So with that said, hopefully, you know, you'll be putting us on your calendar to be on the show. So that's something to keep in mind.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Okay, Miss T, spilling the tea. Miss T, your final thoughts and things you would like for others to know about today's show.
Well, again, I want to thank you, Ty, for giving me this opportunity to come on your show as a co-host and use your space to create T and the Big C to help women, in particular women of color that are going through breast cancer or that have been through breast cancer. It is. Mm-hmm. A great first show.
I am very excited about what is to come in the future. I have some great ideas for our next few segments. So everyone, thank you for those that have come on tonight, that are listening, that have talked and that have shared. It takes courage and bravery to do so. And I appreciate you, and I cannot spread the word to everyone, not just women that and men that are going through breast cancer, but this is a platform for those that are caregivers, that have your family members, anybody that has been affected in some way, shape, or form by breast cancer. This is a platform for you, for women of color, young women of color. Again, avenues. An outlet for us so that we can be so active in our health. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Those are my thoughts for
thank you. Okay, thank you, Ms. Tisha. And my final thoughts for this evening, I want to thank everyone that has called in. I want to thank those that are listening. And thank you for my listeners out in Nigeria. I have some in Germany. I have some and Greece, and the Philippines. Thanks for all tuning in to Ty Jones, The Voice. This segment is Ty Jones and Miss T and the Big T. So I just want
to,
yes, ma'am. So you don't have to face breast cancer alone. I want to give you guys some information to take away from this tonight, okay? The American Cancer Society also offers a Cancer Survivors Network, which has discussion boards and chat rooms where you can talk with other cancer survivors. To access the network, just register to csn.cancer.org. There is another one. Since cancer is less common for among young adults, young cancer patients can feel more isolated. The mobile app InstaPeer seeks to help by creating connections between young adult cancer patients. The free app can be downloaded, and it's instapeer.org. So this is something that is very important. Having the support of others is an important part of breast cancer survivorship. Research actually shows that taking part in support groups where you both can give and receive help is an effective way to reduce the stress and anxiety that come with breast cancer diagnosis. I would encourage those that are listening tonight, if you have a support group that is local in your area and you have not tried it, sometimes just go and be an active listener. You may not want to speak, but I know for myself, going to a support group just last week opened my eyes to other testimonies that made me know, wow, you're not so bad off, or this too can happen to you, or you're not fighting this fight alone. So this is my final thought. You go and receive the support necessary because you are not on this fight alone, and we are here to support you as well. So to find this information and more, go to nationalbreastcancer.org. And for the sisters that were on the show prior, for the breast of us, two women that are Marissa and Jasmine, two women of color that created a website and an organization to fight for breast cancer and give us information. Go to their website if you want to know some information as well. It's breastofus.com. And other than that, I want to thank you all for being on the show. Tune in tomorrow. I will have a guest on the show. And he's just a social media baddie. He's someone that is doing major awesome things on the in the world of social media. So he'll be on the show tomorrow. And let me give you a description of who the gentleman is. He goes by Taylor Elijah. And he has his own broadcasting network. He's got over 16,000 followers on Facebook. He's a young man of color, African-American young male, and I follow him and find some of his skits to be funny, comedic, and interesting, and he's just part of the millennials that are out here doing their part to supply information that's necessary. So Elijah will be on my show tomorrow, and we will chop it up. And I appreciate those. So Miss Tisha, taking us out of here, thank you. Thank you for all your support. I really appreciate you and love you.
I love you.
And we just want to tell you, I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. This is Ty Jones and
this is Miss T. T and the Big C.
We love you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
See you soon.
See you next time. This is Ty Jones and Miss T. Signing off. Thank you and good night. Taking me out of here is Tasha Scott. We'll talk with you on the next segment.
Good night, everyone.
I'm going under, see the lightning and hear the thunder.